NBA Strayer. How you gone? That's right, man. It's Monday, February 5. It's NBA Strayer. I'm your very dusty host. Oh, Jesus. James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast, and I'm currently in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, repping Strayer from the front lines of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast. That's it, man. We're here in the USA making sure you know all about what's cooking the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today, and apparently sinking way too many tins while watching the Super Bowl. Holy shit, do I feel rough as guts today, I'll tell ya. Oh, jeez. Anyway, we've still got a huge NBA weekend to talk about here. So let's do it, should we? The old, what do we got? Better than Lonzo Ball? Yeah, Nas. We've got the unpopular opinion of the day, a couple of Super Bowl things in there. And as we do every day, we'll check in on every Australian NBA player to see how they're going, and it's Monday. Oh, yes it is. So we have our dickhead of the weekend and a new addition to the Andrew Gaze Memorial. Oh shit, he played with that guy? All-Stars. And we wrap every single game from this NBA weekend. All 27 of them. Holy shit. And also, you know, yeah, a couple of little Super Bowl tidbits. We'll finish up with a brand new daily review. He's talking the Super Bowl. And let's just get to it, shall we? Come on, it's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Strayer, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
All right, you better watch out for the Shaq attack. I'm watching out for the Jesus, I need more coffee attack. Fuck. It's the whip around, let's do it. What happened on the weekend with the news? Oh, there's a little bit. I mean, the Clippers and Portland have discussed sending DeAndre Jordan upwards, up north, up the coast. The Pacific Northwest, mate. What do you reckon, DJ? There's no terms on that yet, but it is NBA trade deadline week. So expect some fucking fireworks in the next 3 days. Also, this whole fucking let's move the trade deadline forward is kind of shit. Everyone's like, oh, but you know, it means the players actually get to use and enjoy their NBA All-Star break. I'm like, who fucking cares, motherfucker? You're making millions of dollars. So what if you might get traded a couple of days later? Get the fuck out of here. It's like fucking way too early in the season. Everyone's kind of like, I don't know, man. Should we trade this guy? I don't know how good we are. Like, that's fucking like 9/10 of the fucking league at the moment. And the ones who like don't know are either really fucking good or really bad. It's ridiculous. Also, Greg Monroe has signed, well, is intending to sign with the Celtics on a $5 million one-year deal after being bought out by Phoenix, which is great news for Celtics fans. We'll talk about those a little bit later in the NRs. Let's get to the game wraps for the weekend. Oh, it was a big one, I'll tell you. 27 games. Started off with a fucking corker between the Hornets and Pacers. Hornets win 133-126. Kemba had 41 going up against Victor Oladipo. He had 35 points. So this is interesting because Charlotte had 49 points in the first quarter. 49! Unbelievable. It's a franchise record for any quarter and most by any team in any quarter this year. That is unbelievable. Frenchie Batum, yes, welcome. Well, that wasn't even French at all. Oh, I woke up and had 31 points today. My name is Nick Batum. Yeah, good job, Nick. Miles Turner with 19-11. Fuck Dwight Howard with 12-11. What do you reckon? Pacers getting a look at Kemba before trading for him? Hey, 41 points will do it. Anyway, good job. Hawks go into Boston and lose 119-110. Terry Rozier at 31. Man. 31 points after a triple-double for Rose. Can anyone spell trademark? A smart kid. The Red Bull Prince, Taurean Prince, had 31 as well. Not bad. Celtics smash him. Lakers at Nets. Lakers beat him 102-99. Can anyone say D'Angelo Russell revenge game? Oh, he tried. Classic D'Lo, 15 points on 18 shots. Brandon Ingram almost had a triple-double in this one. 16 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. 19 points, though, for Brook Lopez. This dude has only had two fucking good games all year, and they've both been against the Nets. Seriously, it was his best game since fucking November 10. Oh, my God, Brook Lopez, you fucking flog. Anyway, Raps beat the Blazers. DeMar had 35, and my name is Jonas Valanciunas. He hit two three-pointers. On you, big fella. He's got a wind-up slower than the motor of my dad's old pushy fucking lawnmower there. Get out there and fucking mow the fucking nature strip, you dickhead. So, all right, Dad, I will fucking settle down. And then, boom, 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 boom. Fucking Jonas. That's what he's like, shooting a three. Dave had 32, but the Raps just fucking killed him, man. Sixers beat the Heat. Oh, the Heat was shit in this one, I'll tell you that much. Ben Simmons smashed, apparently, an all-star in Goran Dragic over there. Simo had 20 points. Dragic had 10. Simo had 6 rebounds. Dragic had 2. Simo had 5 assists. Dragic had 1. Who's the fucking all-star, mate? No bloody Australians Association, I reckon. What do you reckon there? How's Bam Adebayo, though? The big rookie for the Heat. 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists, man. The Heat was shit, but he's amazing. Bucks beat the Knicks in a unicorn battle. The Greek versus the Zinger. Greek out-duels the Zinger. 29 and 11 versus Zinger's 17 and 7. But Jabari Parker came back for the Bucks in this one. That's handy and awesome and good. I'm very happy that Jabari Parker is back. 12 points in 15 minutes. Goes 4 of 7. Unfortunately for the Bucks, though, the El Presidente, Malcolm Brogdon, hurt his quad. So he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a partially torn left quad. Tough. Tough, I'll tell you. Love me some El Presidente. But you know what that means? More minutes for Dele! Fuck yes, get him, Dele. Anyway, keeping on moving. Pelicans beat the Thunder. Oh, Jesus. AD. Anthony Davis, 43 points, 10 rebounds. Not bad, bro. Triple-double for Rusty. The night after he didn't get one in Denver, even though he was rebound hunting on that last possession that the dartsman Gary Harris buried a game-winning three on. But Rusty has 16 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds on you. 23 and 12 for Steven Adams, Ebru. No Mirotic in this game. He played the next one, though. We'll get to that. Jazz beat the Suns. Booker versus Donovan Mitchell. He had him fucking himself a game. We'll talk about that in Better Than Lonzo Ball. How's that jingler out there? Not, you know, doing work. Second highest score on the Jazz. We'll talk about that in the Australian Player Watch. The Jazz are quietly smashing as well. They beat the Warriors by 30 and then the Suns by 32. Unbelievable. The last game of Friday, Warriors beat the Kings. 25 turnovers from the Warriors. They slept walk through it, and they still fucking killed him. 16 points for buddy Steph Curry. Healed, though. On ya. The coward, Kevin Durant, 33 points, 6 assists. Nice. Saturday, Bulls lose to the Clippers. The new look Clips, Tobias Harris, throws up 24 along with the rooster Danilo Gallinari. They both had 24. That's pretty good. And Avery Bradley started as well. So the Clips, I kind of like their starting lineup, right? Milos Teodosic, Avery Bradley, Tobias Harris, the rooster Danilo Gallinari, and DeAndre Jordan. You reckon the Clips don't trade DeAndre just because they're like, I kind of think we're, you know, we might be okay with this lineup. Who knows? We'll find out very soon. Zach LaVine had 21-9, fighting Bobby Portis with 10-13. Still no Chris Dunn with his fucked up front teeth. Oh, Jesus, I wouldn't come back anytime soon after that either. And Lauri Markkanen still away for personal reasons. Heat at Pistons. Oh, Pistons back-to-back. Blake wins. Not bad. 2-0. Heat running back-to-back there, obviously. Blake has 16 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Not bad, but how's Andre Drummond? 23 points, 20 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 blocks. Fucking hell, mate. Not bad. Pistons beat the Heat. Sixers lose to the Pacers. Oh, back-to-back for both teams. Big Simo can't get it done. 10 points, 11 rebounds. Victor Oladipo, he and Bojan Bogdanovic both had 19. And just as I was all like, oh, fuck, mate, Miles Turner smashing A, he goes out and has 0 points. Rough one. Oh, how about the Harry Potter game? Oh, shit, I love me the Harry Potter game. The Wizards beat the Magic. What do you reckon? Wizards beating the Magic? No! Yeah, I love the Harry Potter game, though. Come on, settle down. Wizards, all 5 starters in double figures. Sure. Otto, I like to get blutto. Porter, 20 and 5. Brad Beal, 18, 8 and 8. Looking good without John Wall. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. How's Orlando, though? Super Mario, off the bench, 15. Led all Magic scorers. Free Mario. What do you reckon? How's Maurice Spates as well? Took 7 threes. I love it. Oh, and the big game of that fucking Saturday night, the Rockets smoked the Cavs in Cleveland by 32. Trade everybody. This was an absolute fucking laugher. Clint Capella had 14 and 9. Rhino Anderson, 21 and 8. CP3 had 22 points, 11 rebounds and 8 assists. Unreal. 16, 6 and 9 for Jimmy Harden. The Cavs fucking suck. D Rose and D Wade combined to go 8 of 22 and gave up probably 22 of 22 on the other end. Holy shit. And Isaiah Thomas, 5 of 13 for 12 points. That is shit house. Trade everybody. Do it right now. Cavs, we'll talk about them in a bit, but Jesus Christ. Pelicans lose to the Wolves, 118-107. I don't know, Big Cat had 22 and 16. He's just out there smashing, but this was the Nikola Mirotic debut in a loss. Classic Mirotic. AD has 38-9, but Mirotic had 18 and 12. Not bad, not bad. Nice settler for the Wolves after a couple of losses, so there you go. Jazz beat the Spurs. Oh, this is coming back on beating the Warriors and the Suns by a combined 62 points. They beat the Spurs by 9. This is the jingler. Joe Ingles versus Patty Mills. Aussie on Aussie. How do you reckon that went? Oh, yeah. Not bad. Ricky Rubio, 34 points. Not bad. Royce O'Neal. He's not Shaq's cousin or anything. And he had 18. LaMarcus Aldridge had 31 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Filling it up. Still, the old boring-ass Spurs lose. Oh, the Warriors lose to the Nugs. Oh, did we call this on Friday's episode? Fucking A, we did. Warriors on a back-to-back. Get into Denver super fucking late. Get snuck up on by a Nugs team who had beaten the Thunder, 2 days prior. So they've been home for 3-4 days. And Nugs, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists for the Joker. 25 for Will the Thrill Barton. And the Warriors just look fucking done, mate. I mean, it's tough, back-to-backs, but still. Come on. Wake up, mate, wake up. Mavs at Kings, they win. Who gives a fuck? 106-99. 15-4 beyond De'Aaron Fox. Dennis Smith Jr., fellow rookie, 12-5-5. You know, pretty good between the two rookie point guards. But Mavs come out on top. How about Sunday? Oh, the Super Bowl. Fucking hell, my Pats lose. I'm fucking ruined by all the beers that we had yesterday. The good crew, good tins, great food from my old mate over here. She fucking cooked up a storm. Had some folks around our NYC apartment, chucked the big game on the TV. What do you reckon? Oh yeah, not bad, not bad. Thing is, there's a whole mess of basketball before that, so I ended up watching fucking sport for a good 12 hours. It was great. Bucks beat the Nets. Oh, mate, we're going to go to this. It was an absolute fucking laugher. Just as well we didn't. Had too many cans on Saturday night as well. Woke up too dusty, went, oh, fuck, it can't be rude to go to Brooklyn. Just as bloody well. Fucking Bucks win by 15. Oh, absolute laugh from the tip. Nets were down like 25, 33. Brought it all the way back to 11, but I don't know. Gross. 19 points and 18 rebounds for John Henson, though. Jesus. Eric Bledsoe, 28. Dele, not capitalizing on his minutes either. So we'll talk about that later. Oh, jeez, I'll tell you. But how's this? Fucking D'Angelo and Dinwiddie had shockers. They go 4-19. But there was a fucking great game on at the same time. Celtics versus Blazers. Holy shit. What's that? An Al Horford buzzer beater? What the fuck? What do you reckon, Stephen A?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, Lord. I just don't know, man. The Blazers, they had it. They were there. And the Celtics just sort of kept coming. Got over the hump in the second half. Turnaround jumper from the elbow. Al Horford nails it. Bangers Baines is out there fucking laying cunts out like it ain't no thing. Just fucking bananas, mate. What a game. This is awesome. Shouts to the sad Blazers fans. That was a rough one. That's a rough way to fucking lose, especially when you think you got it. Tough one. Hawks at Knicks, 99-96. Oh, this was a gross one for the Knicks as well. Knicks losing MSG to the fucking Hawks, man. Woo, gross. Tim Hardaway tried to have his revenge game, tried to put up a 3-to-tie at the end of the game. He was having a fucking horrible game. It was ridiculous. But how's Porzingis? He had 5 blocks, 4 steals. Last Nick with at least 4 and 4 was Kurt Thomas back in 2002. Holy shit. On you, Zinger. Gotta do something because you're not fucking lighting it up on the scoreboard now, are ya? No. No, you're not. I mean, sure. And then, what, we had 2 more? 3 more. Fucking hell. Grizz lose to the Raps. Who gives a fuck about that one? Raps basically rested dudes in the game. They used all 12 of their players and still only got over the hump in the fourth. Marc Gasol had a pretty good game. 26, not bad, whatever. Lakers beat the Thunder, though. Oh, boy. Thunder again. They've lost 4 straight. Their topsy-turvy-ass bullshit continues. So weird. Rusty had 36, but, you know, they played down to the Lakers hardcore. Lakers just had way more energy and ran them out of the fucking their own gym. And then finally, Hornets beat the Suns. Sure, Devin Booker with 18 and 9. Fuck Dwight Howard with 18 and 14. And that is every game wrapped from the weekend. So let's get to everybody's favorite, the NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend.
That's a knife.
And did you see the Australian the tourism ad commercial for the old Dundee movie that was all fake? Fucking brilliant, mate. I'll tell you, that was awesome. Old PDX Pete over there in Portland pointed out how great it was that that's a fucking laugher. Also pointed out the pretty funny poor fucking Blazers fans. Just, Jesus, like, sit there go, fucking hell, did you see him get cleaned up on that fucking game-winning play? It's like, yeah, that's a rough one, I'll tell you. What can you do? Anyway, other amazing performances from the weekend. I'll tell you, holy shit. Fucking hell, that was, yeah, Zach Collins. I remember watching that fucking Horford thing, and PDX Pete pointed out that Collins fucking took a giant elbow in that play. Tough one, I'll tell you, tough one. Anyway, 38-9 for Anthony Davis on Saturday after 43-10 on Friday. That's a fucking knife, I'll tell you that much. But let's get to it. The Super Bowl, that Nick Foles catch. That Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles, backup quarterback. How was that catch of his? Mate, that is a ballsy fucking play call. And good on you, Foles. Way to catch it. I might be a Pats fan, but that was fucking unreal. What an incredible trick play. And then, how's this though? Happy for the Philly fans because it means Big Ben Simmons is all fucking stoked. But Joel Embiid hit the fucking streets of Philly along with all those other fucking savages flipping cars and shit. Joel Embiid pops up on a local Philly TV broadcast yelling about how happy he was for Philly. That was awesome. But he also drops in a, we're up next, baby. And then yells, trust the process, and runs off. So good. But holy shit. Unreal. That's a fucking knife, Joel Embiid. Great shit. Good on you, Philly. I'm proud of yous because you fucking rioted like mad dogs. It was rad. All right. That is a hell of a weekend night knife for you guys.
That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate? No mates today. What do you reckon about that one? Oh, shit. Do you reckon it's Ty Lue in Cleveland? How often is he checking his phone to see the, checking his phone rather, to see if Dan Gilbert's, you know, on the fucking other end of the blower? The Cavs are 30-21, two games out of the fucking seventh seed. And the old mate, no mates, the Cavs and the national TV broadcasters. That's who's got no mates. They're 0-8 on national television. That's fucking bananas. Jesus, Cleveland. Got to pull your weight and win a couple. But yeah, Ty Lue. Oh, Jesus. We'll talk about that again in the old Yeah Nahs. But there you go. That's old mate, no mates. Ty Lue. Holy shit. Can anyone say like hot seat? Fucking hell. Anyway, speaking of other coaches, let's get to this guy.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Oh yes, we're coming for everybody. Oh, I'm fucking struggling, I tell you. Sweating bullets over here. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball on the weekend. Well, it's usually last night, but you know, it's the weekend. Deal with it. Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Oh, is that Donovan fucking Mitchell again? Shoot, the number 13 pick on Friday night versus the Suns. Donovan fucking Mitchell, fatality. 40 points, holy shit, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and only 2 turnovers. Shoots 14 of 19, 7 of 9 from 3. Unfucking believable. So that is a better than Lonzo Ball performance, but anyway, quick update on Lonzo. Luke Walton said there's no indication that Lonzo is close to practicing tomorrow. That's today. So when the rookie tried to do a little bit more, he felt something in his sprained MCL while in Toronto. So the team are going to be like, all right, we're taking it slowly. So Luke was all like, if he wakes up tomorrow, see how he's feeling. He might be up on full speed non-contact drills. So that'll be happening before he actually practices. So there you go. Lonzo Ball. That's also a little bit of an update. Not bad, mate. Not bad. All right, let's get to the Yeah Nahs right after this one.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Fuck oath you are. It's NBA Straya. How are you going? Oh, Jesus. These hungover episodes are a rough one. Let's get to Yeah Nahs. We take NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. We've got three of them today. Let's do it. Number one, should the Cavs fire Ty Lue? Yeah, nah. Nah, not right now. Fuck, they've got the trade deadline. I think they're going to do some fucking crazy shit there first before they fire Ty Lue. If they go off on like a six-game losing streak, though, he will fucking get it. Thing is, you got to wonder about like the better options out there. Is David Fizdale going to come in halfway through the season and like take over and be like, all right, LeBron, all right, D-Wade, we're going to do this without knowing whether or not LeBron's going to be back next year? I don't know about that, man. It's a rough one, dude. So you got to keep Ty Lue, I guess. I don't know if he's any fucking good, but still. There you go. Maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't, but not right now. They're going to fucking throw everything at the trade deadline, see how they go. Number two, would the Blazers trading for DeAndre Jordan make them a contender? Yeah, nah, not quite. Oh. I do like the idea of them as like Houston light, though, like with the high-powered backcourt and the rim-running defensive anchor center. Similar in Houston, right, with James Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capela. You'd have Siege, Dame, and DeAndre. It's weird. I don't know what the fuck happens with Nurkic in this trade. Like, they just don't have quite the shooting that the fucking Rockets do. But, I mean, I think it vaults them up a little bit. Makes them a little bit more fucking dangerous. So, I just don't know if they'd have a crack at the title this year, maybe. Tough. Anyway, there you go. Let us know what you think about the DeAndre Jordan if the Blazers should trade for him. Come on, let us know. Hit us up. Fucking Twitter, Facebook, do it. And then the final one, shit, do you reckon both the Clippers and Pistons could make the playoffs after that trade? Yeah, nah. Oh, I want to say yeah, I think the Pistons could. The Clippers, though, have to jump, like, I think it's, they got to jump basically the Nuggets and the Pelicans and, like, you know, the Blazers basically to get in. Meanwhile, they got Utah nipping at their heels and they're a couple of wins back, so that's tough for the Clips. Especially without Blake, and especially with what they're going to do with DeAndre. So, I don't know. I still like their new lineup, but I just don't know if they can make the playoffs still. All right, what about the old look at me, look at me?
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
See, unpopular opinion of the day. Oh, mate. I'm a fucking huge Pats fan, wearing my Pats jersey. Well, not jersey, the old hoodie right now. And I'm not going to say that Tom Brady should retire, but at the very least, Tom Terrific should never be allowed to yell at a wide receiver ever again. Am I right? They can turn around and do the old Steve Waugh. Give him the old, fuck you, man. You can't tell me to catch shit. You just dropped a Super Bowl. Fuck, it's made even worse by Nick Foles catching the, basically, you know, a very similar play a little bit later. Whereas Tom, fucking Butterfingers Tom over there. How can he not catch that, buddy? It's just fucking right there, fingertips. Fucking Gary Ablett would have taken that no problems. Barry Hall would have fucking snagged it, no worries. Ah, it's a rough one. I don't know, man. Feeling pretty rough about the old Super Bowl yesterday. Still love me some Tom. But Jesus, that was tough to watch. Come on, catch it, catch it. Now you can never yell at a wide receiver. All right, it's Monday. It's our dickhead of the weekend. And look, I'm going to go more Super Bowl on this. And I'm kind of, you know, I don't know about other Pats fans or whatever, but what the fuck, man? Our dickhead of the weekend has to go to the Pats coaching staff for not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. That is a dog move. What the shit? What the fuck are you doing? He won you a Super Bowl 3 years ago. He's played 98% of the snaps this year, and you dog him like this. There better have been a good fucking reason, you pricks. Because, look, I love the Pats. I stand by all the shit that they put fucking fans through and what, you know, we have to cop on the other side of all that sort of shit. But this is one thing where all you can say is, like, what the fuck are you doing? You better have a good reason. I trust you most of the time, Pats. But Jesus, Malcolm Butler out there fucking crying. Absolute fucking star. You got fucking Batamosi out there instead of Butler. What the fuck? I'm not going to say it cost us the Super Bowl, but Jesus Christ. Why just don't dog a dude like that, right? That's fucking brutal, mate. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch. Let's do it after this message.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, you coming with me? Oh, shit, we're going to hold hands and get to the end of this one. Fucking hell. Hangovers. Too old for this shit. All right, Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons win over the Heat on Friday. He has 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, 2 steals, 8 of 13 from the field. Great game, but then backs it up with a loss to the Pacers the next night on Saturday. 10 points, 6 assists, 11 rebounds though. So he still gets 10, 11, and 6 in a loss, but goes 4 of 13 from the field. So there you go, that's your difference right there. 8 of 13 in one, 4 of 13 in the next. Rough. Oh well, Simo's now got the expectations of a city that just won a Super Bowl. Better back it up. Patty Mills played Jinglin' Joe and the Jazz on Saturday. They lost. That was a rough one. Patty. He was alright though. 11 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. Not bad. Adds 2 assists and a rebound. Not bad, Patty. Not bad. Jinglin' Joe Ingles. Big win on Friday against the Suns, and then another big win over the Spurs. So on Friday against the Suns, Jingler had 16 points. 6 of 9. Nice. From the field. 4 of 6 from 3. Also added 2 assists and a rebound. And against the Spurs, he had 10 points. 3 of 6, 2 of 5 from 3. 3 assists, 1 rebound and a steal. So his rebounding numbers are way down over the last 5 games since Rudy Gobert came back. But the Jingler, at least he's found his 3-point stroke again, eh? Not bad. 6 of 11 over those last 2 games. Nice one. How about Dele? Win over the Knicks on Friday. Dele leads him with 4 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists and 4 fouls. That's 4 fours right there. It's like a fucking Mark Warover. 27 minutes. Now that El Presidente Brogdon is out, you'll see that uptick. We'll sit around 20 plus minutes a game now. Against the Nets on Sunday, that was a laugher. He has 2 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound. Only 15 minutes in that one though, but I don't know. It was a fucking pisser, so didn't even need to put the backups in, mate. Thon McCur against the Knicks. Oh, 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 2 blocks. But then against the Nets on Sunday, as the Bucks are streaking over here, he has 8 points in the first half. These fucking huge dunks, hit an outside shot as well. So he ends up with 8 points and 6 rebounds. Says Thon, 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 Thon. And you can check out the Thon McCur Never Forget, NBA Australia Never Forget on Facebook. From, I believe that one was Saturday, where he had one of the best games of his rookie season. So go check it out on Facey. How about Bangers Baines? Oh, he had a big win over the Hawks on Friday, the Celtics, and then another one on Sunday against the Blazers. Against the Hawks, he had a huge game, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists in 24 minutes. Oh, do you reckon he's putting on a show knowing they're bringing in Greg Monroe? He's like, come on, guys, I'm still here. And a win over the Blazers. He had 21 minutes. The Aussie Wombat battling the Bosnian Bear. Yes, hello, Yusuf Nurkic. He's very good, yes. Don't know what to tell you. He had 8 points, 8 rebounds. Fucking bangers out there smashing, mate. 2 blocks. A couple of ticky-tack bullshit fouls as well that I saw. Rough one. But 8 and 8 and 2 blocks on your bangers. Putting together a nice string there, fella. How about Andrew Bogut? Yep, no team yet. Still fucking about on Twitter. Sitting on the couch. Daily question. Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but should be back after the All-Star break. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch. What's up with Kyrie? I don't know, man. He just took a couple of games off. Had a little bit of an injury. He'll be fine. Still 10th in scoring at 25 points a game. Nice one. Oh, and it's Monday. So let's add to our Andrew Gaze. He played with that guy? All-Stars. And today, it's a really good one. This is fun. That's right. Andrew Gaze played with Steve Kerr? Fucking hell. Yes, they did. They were fellow bench dudes for the NBA champion San Antonio Spurs back in 1999. Steve Kerr was out there winning 4 straight NBA titles. He won 3 straight with the 96, 97, 98 Bulls, then won 99 with the Spurs. Unbelievable. On you, Steve Kerr. I mean, by the same token, Gaze had won 2 NBL titles with the old Melbourne Tigers. He'd won 7 MVPs as well by the time he got to the Spurs. So, I don't know. That put him on even footing. Anyway, Steve Kerr and Andrew Gaze sat next to each other on the bench at one point. Now they're both highly decorated coaches. Steve Kerr, obviously, with the 2-time NBA champ Golden State Warriors, and Gazy hanging out in Sydney, looking after the Sydney Kings and Kevin Lish and fucking Brad Nooley. Not bad. So there you go. Steve Kerr, Andrew Gaze played with that guy. Not bad. On you, Steve. On you, Andrew. Kind of looks similar as well. Similar kind of haircuts. Gazy's a bit taller, though. Anyway, what do you reckon? Let's get to the game previews and fucking pull this one together. What do you reckon? Let's do it.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
Oh, yes, you are. So let's get to the Patty Mills inspiration board, and then we'll get to the old fucking game previews for tonight. Let's do it. So, Patty, what do you got to say? Oh, it's a game day, baller. Game day from Patty Mills. Hashtag versus the Jazz. Oh, versus Utah. Hashtag Go Spurs Go. And that's about it. Nothing else going on with Patty. So let's get to the game previews. Game previews. Let's do it. Come on. Tonight, we've got Blazers at Pistons. Oh, the old Bad Boys versus Clyde. The NBA Finals rematch from 1990. Now we've got Blake Griffin versus Dame Lillard. That's pretty fun. Blazers traveling to Pistons. They're on a big fucking road trip, the old Blazers. Give me the Pistons in that one. I think they keep it together. Wiz at Pacers. Wiz are killing it without John Wall. They've won four straight without him. And with Brad Beal basically running the point. He's also out there. Well, Brad Beal and Thomas Satoransky, eh? Brad Beal also out there talking shit, saying that the ball moves better and all that sort of stuff without Wall. That's amazing. Still, they play Victor Oladipo in Indiana. So I'm going to go with the Pacers, I reckon. Oh, we got a Florida Bowl as well tonight. Magic at Heat. Oh, man. How hard is fucking Pat Riley angling to make an Aaron Gordon trade right now as well? Because he's pissed he didn't get Blake Griffin. Give me the Heat in that one. That'll be fine. Jazz at Pelicans. Oh, the Jingler. Oh, fuck. This is fun, though. Rudy Gobert versus Anthony Davis. I reckon the Jazz keep their streak alive here. Yeah, I reckon the Jazz go into New Orleans and win. They've won five straight, the Jazz. Such a weird fucking team. And, you know, they're also like, oh shit, do we trade Ricky Rubio? Do we trade Rodney Hood? We don't even know. And like, they're currently in 10th. Only like two games behind the Clips and then four games back from Denver. They're just there, mate. Give me the Jazz in that one. Hornets at Nugs. Oh, it's the Joker, the Joker versus the Joker everybody hates. Fuck Dwight Howard. Oh, and we've also got Willie Hernan Gomez seeks a trade from the New York Knicks. Sure, I would too. That was breaking news from Shams. What do you reckon, Shams? Bulls at... Hornets at Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets at that one. They've been at home for fucking days now, and the Hornets are shit. Bulls at Kings. Oh, speaking of shit, Bulls are going to beat the Sacramento Kings there because... Oh, it's the old John Sammons Memorial Game. What a trade that one was. Tough one. Yeah, give me the Bulls. Even without Chris Dunn, maybe Lowry's back for this, who knows. And then finally, Mavs at Clips. Oh, let's see how the Clippers go in their second outing with Tobias Harris. That'd be pretty interesting, actually. That'd be a nice late game. See how they all fit together. Maybe DeAndre will be traded by then, who knows. But give me the Clippers, I think. I think they keep it together. Keep smashing. And you know what? That's fucking it. Oh my God, we did it. The first Super Bowl game. Jesus. Apologies for being so fucking dusty today. It's been a rough one. But, you know, we're out here doing this daily. Doing it daily, and that means dusty episodes. So thanks for sticking with us today. This has been NBA Australia. I've been James Clements. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. I promise it won't be as bad as it was today. Oh, Jesus. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facey. Instagram as well. Go on. Check out the old NBA Australia Never Forgets. We had Chris Anstey, Thon McCur on the weekend. Pretty good stuff. Subscribe on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to call it, and Google Play. Check us a nice rating and review if you haven't already. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They got a new single out, Stop, and it's a fucking corker. Love it. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. Check them out on Facey and Bandcamp. And that's it, man. Stick around for Dally reviewing the Super Bowl. Sure. What does he know about NFL? Well, I guess we'll find out. And we will catch yous tomorrow on NBA Australia. That's it for today. NBA Australia out. Later, Hosen.
Oi, oi, oi. How the fuck are yous? It's old mate Dally over here, eh? Oh, mate, how's that fucking Super Bowl, eh? I better review it. So I'm swinging by NBA Australia, and I'm like, well, fuck, I'm in New York, so I better swing by the studio and, like, talk about the Super Bowl. Fucking me and Thon, mate. We posted up at a mate's place in New York with a couple of tinnies and a couple of the boys from Philly, and it was fucking mental, eh? We had heaps of fucking food, heaps of tins, everything. It was sick. I even managed to, like, get a fucking pack of Tim Tams in there, and... My fucking mate had a slab of VB, especially for the day. Fucking smashed it. Oh, that was sick, bro. I'm a bit dusty today, I reckon, but Jesus. It was good to have a couple of green demons. Still, What a game was that Super Bowl. Like, I've been in a bunch of NBA finals and shit, and like, I've won one and everything, but we never had fucking Juzzy Timberlake out there singing at halftime. I reckon like once we had like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and shit, and that was fucking sick as. But I mean, Juzzy T, that's fucking mental. They even hit that bit with Prince. He fucking sang Sexy back, which I used to sing at school. It was like, I'm bringing Dally back every time I go into a class. That was fucking great. And that song from Trolls, like, that's fucking probably my favourite song right now that's not Aussie. Like, Land Down Under's always my favourite song, but this one was good. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric when I smash tins. Everybody tins, tins, tins. See, it's just fucking awesome, mate. We were around my mate's place, just fucking smashing tins, singing that. It was great. But the game itself was pretty good. Like, how's that Tom Brady? He's fucking so old. He's like my granddad. He's out there throwing the footy like it was a fucking can of Bundy and Coke in a Maryborough High School dance. Fucking great, man. But really, on his feely, it was a fucking great game. Like, it was, oh, that was like, it was dicey right there at the end, but they held on like, oh, when I had to fucking guard Steph Curry in the 2016 finals and shit. And it was sick as, like, especially that fucking play where their fucking quarterback dude, he like runs off and they throw him the fucking ball. That was amazing. Unreal, mate. And then there was like all this other shit. They sack fucking Tom Brady. They get the ball. There's all these fucking great touchdowns. Fucking sick. I love NFL. Maybe a fucking Dally over here should give it a shot. What do you reckon? I'd be fucking good as a quarterback, I reckon. Fucking got a cannon for an arm from fucking so much Maryborough High School cricket. Anyway, it was funny as shit to see Kevin Hart too. He's my favourite comedian. He's funny as shit. He even dropped the fucking F-bomb on air. And how have the fucking Philly fans trashing the city, bro? Reminds me of the time down the footy club when Maryborough won a couple of games with my best mate Plugger starting at full forward. We flipped over his fucking Tirana. Fuck you, Plugger, you dickhead. Alright, so it was a fucking great game. Like 10 out of 10, mate. That was sick. So I smashed a million tins, ate a fucking ton of food. And now I've got a couple of days off here in New York till we play the Knicks on Tuesday. So, might go get back on the tins. Alright, so I'll speak to you next week. Later, cunts. Dally out.